This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I am your safety manager and host. Yeah, that would be me right here. So anyways, how are you? How is things going in your neck of the woods? So let's talk real quick. Let's talk about, the elephant in the room. You might be wondering already, why is this episode dropping early? Normally, we don't, come out until later in the day, but we kind of decided that we needed to do something a little bit earlier because of everything that's happening, on September the 30th, which is today at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So we're hosting a Signal Trilogy Lunch and Learn, so I wanted to drop this earlier. That way it didn't kind of interfere with what was going on. So it's live. The event is. It's free and it's online. And it's not a webinar, and it's not a slide deck, and it's not even a lecture. It's just a transmission, just in case you were wondering what we have going on over there. So today we're going to do what we always do, answer your questions, but we're going to sprinkle some Signal Trilogy flavor into some of it. So consider this your kind of pre-show warm-up before the event going on September the 30th, what we'll deem the main event. Think of it like turning your radio. You're getting the static cleared out now. So for this event, you can hear the real broadcast loud and clear if you'd like to participate in being part of, because that's always kind of part of the gig. We would like to see you there. You want to find out more information about it, safetyfm.com, and just go to the section that says live events. Once you get there, that will give you kind of the whole thing on what needs to happen. So don't worry about that, because we will make sure to take care of you. So safetyfm.com, click on live events. That will get you to the free ticket. Did I specify that? It is free for you to participate, and we'd love to see you there as we are hanging out noon Eastern time today on September the 30th. So go ahead. Let's start going in through some of these things. So a few weeks ago, we did a Ask Me Anything kind of gig, and there were some questions that have come in and some questions that were left over. So I kind of figured that maybe today we'll do a little bit of sprinkling of that, and we'll talk about some signal theory stuff at the same time too, because that kind of makes it a little bit easier to do as we are going. So let's go through it from the very top. Let's go in with question number one. What's one of the things you wish more leaders understood about safety right now? Oh, that's a good one. So honestly, I wish leaders understood that safety is not about controlling people. It's about creating conditions. I know it's kind of a paradigm shift there as we talk about it. Too many organizations still believe that if they write a rule or enforce the right policy, people will fall into line. But humans are humans and don't work that way. We adapt and we adjust is kind of the way that we normally go about the stuff. If you've read the Signal Trilogy, it talks about this all the time inside of the whole thing and how we live inside a construct that pretends to be orderly, but that the signals is messy, adaptive, and human. If leaders could understand that, I think that we would stop fighting and then stop drifting so much and start learning from it. It would be kind of the way that it would work. And that's the kind of shift that we'll need to explore during the lunch and learn portion. So if you're excited about that, we'll definitely talk a little bit of that stuff as we are going through it. What else do we have? How do you personally filter through all the noise and figure out what matters? Okay. Well, that's the million-dollar question, I guess, that most organizations ask me, isn't it? We live in a world that's louder than ever. Think about that for a moment. And you kind of acknowledge that and even realize it. Everywhere, there's an email, there's a social media feed, there's a metrics, there's a report, there's a conversation all going on. For me, filtering noise means asking, what's the actual signal here? And I'll say that again. What's the actual signal here? Not just the number someone bolded out in red on a dashboard, not the, the latest buzzword that we need to say, but the real story underneath. Sometimes that means stepping back. Sometimes it means, sitting in silence. Sometimes it means listening to the worker instead of the spreadsheet. And the truth is, I don't always get it right. Let's not lie here. None of us do. But if you keep practicing, and if you stay aware of the difference between noise and signal, you'll start to hear the patterns. And that's what the trilogy is about, spotting the signal in the cracks I know it's one of those paradigm shifts, mind shifts that we have to go through as we are talking about some of this stuff, because it's not an easy thing. Let's not lie. It's not an easy thing. So here's the next question. What was the hardest part about writing the Signal trilogy? Okay. The hardest part, writing it in a way that didn't spoon feed people. I think that that was kind of one of the most crucial parts. I wanted the book to feel nonlinear, almost like you were piecing, you know, like just piecing together a puzzle. You know, not much of a thought process, kind of thinking through some of it. Don't have to read it exactly how it's read out. That meant resisting the urge to explain everything. So I didn't want to give you everything, because there's some of the paths you have to get to yourself. And honestly, some people hated that portion of it. They wanted to the step-by-step answers, but that's how life works. That's not how safety works. And that's not how Signal works. The trilogy was written for people willing to wrestle with the ideas, to reflect, to see the things differently. And that's why every book has those Signal reflection sections that are not answers. They're prompts. And during the lunch and learn, we'll build, you know, off of that same spirit. It's not that me giving you like, here's three bullet points and calling it a day. And it's an invitation to see differently. No, because that's not going to work. What's going to work is actually putting in the work. I know. Who says that? But it's putting in the work of understanding this different concept, per se. Is it my concept? No, it's not my concept. Take a look around. Take a look at all these things that we have pieced together throughout this trilogy. So maybe that's more of the things to think about as we're going through it. Also, what else? So here's why I'm weaving all this in for the action for tomorrow. We're going to spend about an hour together doing this live. You, me, and others across the world tuning into the same frequencies. It'll be kind of interesting to see. That's why this podcast is dropping early. I want to be there. I want to be there for sure, because I hate being late to anything, and I want to make sure that you're there. It's September the 30th, which is today, at 12 p.m. Eastern time. That's why this thing is coming out earlier than normal. The Signal Trilogy Lunch and Learn, it's free, it's online, and it's going to be raw. The link is in the, I'll put it inside of the show notes as well for you can reserve a spot. But just in case, safetyfm.com, and then you go to live events, safetyfm.com, live events, and it'll get you directly there. What else? Okay, so let's go into some other questions that come about. So here's another one for you. Here's question numero cuatro. How do you balance compliance requirements with human performance? I want to say, out of all the questions that come about, this has to be one of the classic ones. People think that compliance and hop are at odds, and I just don't understand why that takes place. But the truth is, they're playing different games. Compliance is about what's written. Hop is about what's real. The balance comes when you...
We are taking a break to share a message with you. If you're like me, you've probably heard the buzz about AI and wondered, can I trust it with my data? Will it undermine human judgment? Those are valid questions. That's exactly why Hop Copilot is built the way it is. Hop Copilot agents operate on Microsoft Copilot. Microsoft 365 Copilot protects your organizational data, user prompts, and responses. Your data is stored securely and remains within trusted boundaries. In Hop Copilot, ethics and people stay at the center. Use the Work Design and Error Trap Analysis Agent to find risky ambiguities without pointing fingers. Use the 4 D's or 4 L's Worker Insights Agent to bring out what the frontline sees. When an incident occurs, the Event Learning Storyboard Agent helps you learn with fairness and clarity. If you've doubted AI, that's okay. But imagine an AI that amplifies human wisdom, never replacing it. Where your values guide every decision, and where your data is protected. That's what Hop Copilot offers. So here's what you can do now. Go to hopcopilot.com, see those agents in action. Try the free Event Learning Storyboard or schedule a conversation about bringing the full platform into your work. Let's create safer, smarter change. Together, Hop Copilot. Where people lead, AI supports, trust follows. Now back to the podcast.
Stop pretending that the written world is the same as the world that you live in. So you respect compliance as the starting point, not the finish line. Then you build a system that actually supports how you really get the work done. And then the trilogy calls it the collapse of the construct, when you stop pretending that the map is the territory, because, you know, that's just not the case. And the Lunch and Learn is going to unpack that exact tension, or will attempt to. And if you've ever sat in a meeting torn between the rule and the reality, well, you want to be there, because that'll be some of the stuff that we talk about, because that's what happens. I mean, that is the reality of the nature of this whole thing. That's going to be the fun time. I mean, I would love to see you there, but you're going to have to make the determination there if it's going to make sense to you to be there or not. That's always the thing. Let's go to question five. What do you say to critics who think hop is another safety fad? Okay. I've heard that plenty of times. I mean, let's not lie here. And to an extent, you can say they're right if you treat it like a checklist or a branding exercise. For sure, it will be the fad, for sure. But here's the thing. Hop isn't a fad. It's a lens. I've said that several times. It's not a program you install. It's a way of seeing things differently. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. That's kind of like when you see the FedEx logo and you finally realize there's an arrow that's going one way inside of there. There's a reason behind that, and you don't unsee it. And that's what Signal Trilogy tries to capture. The idea that once you notice the glitch in the system, the whole construct kind of looks different. So if someone thinks it's a fad, I'd say try actually applying it. Spend time in the field. Listen. Learn. You'll quickly realize this isn't a flavor of the month type of thing. It's a fundamental shift in how we understand work. And maybe that will kind of help you expand a little bit more in regards to what's going on. Maybe that's something to think about. Okay, question numero seis. That would be question six. What was the biggest surprise you discovered while writing the trilogy? Biggest surprise? Well, how much of myself ended up in the pages? I thought that, you know, I was writing a safety system construct kind of book, but the deeper I went, the more I realized I was writing about being a human being. Think about it. I didn't expect the book to get so personal at times, but they did. And that's what's part of why people have connected with them. They're not just about work. They're about life. And then during the Lunch and Learn, well, we're going to be carrying out some of the same threads looking forward. It's not just going to be like, oh my God, here is a policy and we need to stick to it. Because we know that's not how the real world works. So let's do a quick reset for a moment. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to the special Ask Me Anything questions. It's being released early because we have, you know, a big event going on at noon on September the 30th, which if you're listening to this correctly, it is today. And we're doing a Signal Trilogy Lunch and Learn, and would love for you to be part of it. It's not a webinar. It's not a compliance training. It's 1 hour live transmission designed to help you spot the signal in your own world. It's free and it's online and you need to be there. We'll put the links in the show notes, but in case you want them right now, if you go to safetyfm.com and click on live events, that will take you directly to the link. It is a free event, and we would love to see you there. That's for sure. Going on at noon on September the 30th. So like I said, if you're listening to this at the right time, it is happening today at noon. That's why the episode dropped early, just for information purposes. So there you go. Okay, let's continue going. Question number seven. What's the one signal metaphor you think people should sit with? Should we talk about the Wi-Fi signal? We all know that it feels like when the signal gets weak, lag, static, drop calls. Our organizations feel the same way. And when the connection between reality and leadership is weak, you get static. You get miscommunications. Strengthening that connection, that's the work. That's the stuff you have to deal with all the time. Here's another one. Question number eight. How do you prepare yourself mentally before teaching or consulting? We discussed it a little bit in the book. I pause. I breathe. And then I remind myself that I'm not there to perform. I'm truly there to listen. If I can tune into what people are telling me, like really hear what's underneath their words, I'll know where to go. It's never about delivering my script, because that seems kind of silly at times. It's truly, truly, truly about amplifying the signal. Think about that. That's kind of one of those interesting ones, that's for sure. Okay, what else? What else? Question number 9. Here we go. What's next after the trilogy? Will there be more? How would I put this? I would say, let's just say that the signal isn't done transmitting. The trilogy may be complete, but the conversation is started, or only that have started, or just only at the beginning. There are going to be new events, new collaborations. Yes, maybe even a new book or two. Who knows in the future? But for now, I'm focused on helping people live on what's already on those pages, because that seems to be important. I mean, there's been some ideas for some other books in conversation, but nothing has been drafted. I have not even written the first page. I've given a lot of thought to the first page, but I have not written anything. But we'll see what happens. Let's focus on this, on the Signal Trilogy stuff, because I think it's so important to discuss. Okay, so let's talk about this as we're going to wrap this up here. This AMA thing, this Ask Me Anything. Here's the takeaway. Today was the warm-up. Later this afternoon, or at noontime, will be our live transmission. That's September the 30th at 12 p.m. Eastern, the Signal Trilogy Lunch and Learn. If you read the books, you'll see them in new light. If you haven't, this is your entry point. Either way, you'll walk away either with clarity, language, and presence, or maybe just a hot mess. That's why we've dropped this podcast early today, so you have time to join us. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Reserve your spot, and that way you get to hang out with us at noon Eastern time on the 30th of September. Like I said, that's why we're dropping this early. So, we'd love to see you there. SafetyFM.com. Live events. It's a free event to attend to. We'd love to see you there. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. So until then, thank you for your questions. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being the best part of the transmission. Make sure you stay tuned. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.